T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia. The final segment here on News Radio 9. I'm sorry, the final hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We heard from Governor Andrew Cuomo in the last hour, taking your calls on that at 803-0930. Still talking the Bills. Their schedule comes out today. Are you looking forward to a full capacity stadium? Are you considering that Buffalo Bills road trip? I know a lot of people, as the schedule continues to come out on social media, it won't be official till 8, though. But as it continues to leak out, you're seeing some other dates like the Bills in Tampa Bay, week 14, as John in North Tonawanda called in earlier to tell us that is a game he's looking forward to traveling to. And, you know, with not doing much traveling over the last year, are you more likely to travel for a Bills game? Are you more likely to travel to several Bills games this season? And what is that summer vacation? What are you looking for in your summer vacation this year? You know, usually I want to go somewhere that's, nice weather, maybe on the beach. In 2021, my vacation has the same reasoning. My vacation is I want to go somewhere where I can live like it's summer 2019. I want to go somewhere where the restrictions are off and I can just live normal. 803-0930, star 930. I was kind of interested that no one asked the question. I know it's a long shot and probably wouldn't happen because of the economy of Western New York or, you know, and what it costs to have a baseball team. But I thought since they were at Salem Field, the governor would have been asked about the Oakland A's moving. And because he talked about the Blue Jays playing at Salem Field and how it'll be the first time in 105 years fans can watch Major League Baseball in Buffalo. And he talked about, you know, when Salem Field was built, it was built to expand to Major League Baseball. The city of Buffalo never got Major League Baseball. The Rockies went to Colorado. The Rays went to Tampa Bay. Those teams never came here. The Expos never moved to Buffalo. They ended up moving to Washington. So that never happened. And it seems like now the Blue Jays coming here. Hey, look, we finally got that MLB team, you know, for half a season. We never got the MLB team. We're never going to get the MLB team. Let's be honest. And I love baseball. I absolutely love baseball. I'm a diehard Mets fan. Buffalo's not getting a team. It's just not going to happen. So enjoy the Blue Jays. You know, I'm not a Blue Jays fan, but if I have the opportunity, I'll definitely go to Salem Field this season and see a Blue Jays game in Buffalo to say, hey, I saw Major League Baseball in Buffalo. But I'm not going to, you see, I know it's what they have to do. They're elected officials. They have to put the whole politics thing on. I'm not going to tell people, hey, the Blue Jays are in Buffalo. I'm a Blue Jays fan this year. What? Could you imagine that? Like last year, the county executive said he was a Blue Jays fan, and then his real baseball team went and won the World Series. So I couldn't do that. I mean, that's like if, this is a ridiculous situation, but say the Bills left Buffalo. Let's hope that never happens. and say the Cleveland Browns needed to play in Buffalo for a season. Well, are we going to say, that's a really bad example, but are we going to say, oh, we're all Cleveland fans now? No. I don't understand people on social media, people in politics claiming that they're Blue Jays fans this year because they're playing in Buffalo. That's ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, I'm a Mets fan. Hey, I hope the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. I hope the Blue Jays beat the Astros. But I'm not going to actively be rooting for them because they can't get to Toronto, so they're playing in Buffalo. I'm going to continue to root for the Mets. I'm rooting for the Mets right now. I'm watching the game. So I'd like to know what you think about that, too. I think that's an interesting topic that came up when Mayor Byron Brown said, you know, he's a Mets and Yankees fan, which, as a Mets fan, you can't be a fan of both. I'm sorry, you can't be a fan of both. But as a Mets fan, and Byron Brown said, I'm usually a Mets and Yankees fan, but this year I'm only a Blue Jays fan. Well, then how much of a fan are you of the Mets and the Yankees? Let's be honest. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad it's bringing money. I'm glad it's bringing money into Western New York. I'm glad the businesses that suffered last year downtown are going to have people downtown. Again, I will go to a game. I'll probably go to two games. I'm not gonna say I'm a Blue Jays fan. I just don't get that. And does anyone? I don't know. I just don't get it. And I know everyone's listening to their radio now going, Joe, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I know. It's something that bothered me. And I decided since I had the mic, I was going to let everyone know. Let's go to Clarence and talk to Tony, who will tell me where I'm wrong. Hey, Tony. Okay, Tony must have hung up. 803-0930, star 930, talking the Bills' schedule coming out, capacity at the stadium. And I heard someone call into Bowerly a few weeks ago and say that she was getting the vaccine just because she doesn't want to miss a Bills game if it's mandated you have a vaccine. So I would like to talk to anyone who got the vaccine just because they think it might be mandated. Just because they think it might be mandated. And then those Bills vacations, those Bills trips. Are you going somewhere on vacation to see the Bills play? And what is your greatest Bills or football trip? 803-0930. Mike Baggerman was downtown with the governor, and he is joining us now. And I played back the answer to one of Mike's questions that he got to the governor. Mike, welcome in studio.
Hey, Joe.
Now, tell me, this was at Sailing Field, but it was inside. I didn't understand that. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they do the metrics of who's allowed on the field. I was talking with one of the reporters. I'm not going to name who it was, but they were basically saying that under certain rules, you're not, because of the Blue Jays set this, you're not allowed to like go into the field. Outside people aren't allowed to go in, but I guess there's an exception made when the governor comes to town.
I guess so.
I don't know how it all works. You know, I've been joking to people, you know, the three most popular words are arbitrary and capricious. and I guess this was just another case of one of those arbitrary things.
Now, let me ask you, you asked a great question about the metrics and how the state's not setting it up. And we're only one of nine states that does not have a set metric of when to reopen.
Yeah, this is according to the New York Times. They came out with this chart that says that shows which states have some ideas of which are going to reopen and when it's going to be. And it shows that New York really has no plans. Now, the governor has been asked a similar question to this before, and he's basically relying a lot on what the CDC has to say. Once the pandemic is over, naturally everything would be done. But that'd be on the latest. What I was just curious about is, you know, why isn't there a date? And why isn't there any kind of metric that says, okay, if 75% of people are vaccinated, New York can fully reopen, right? 75% is herd immunity. And his answer was kind of strange, just in my opinion, just because he said, we don't want to project anything. What good would that do? But at the same time, in that same news conference, he said, okay, July 4th of July, you know, we're looking at pools and beaches being open at 100%. So he has no problem saying that he wants to have things at full capacity on this date, but when can we get rid of the masks? When do we have to not worry about social distancing? We don't want to give a date on that. It's a baffling answer.
I thought his answer when someone asked about masks in the vaccinated section, and he said, well, there might be a kid there that's unvaccinated, but you can still drink and eat with a mask off. And I've got the Mets game on right now, Mike. I don't see anyone behind home plate wearing a mask. So I thought that was just an interesting answer to that question.
Again, and you know, depending on where we are in the pandemic, the longer this goes on, you imagine there's probably going to be more lawsuits. And once again, those three famous words, arbitrary and capricious, are going to come up again. There's a lot of valid questions in there.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, if you take off your mask to eat, or if your kid is with you and they don't have a vaccine, okay, they can sit in the same section. You're going to be there for more than 10 minutes. What's the science behind it? That's always what we've been trying to figure out, is what's the science behind it? And sometimes they just say, all right, so be it. Arbitrary and capricious.
I was also interested in the vaccination point that you just made. 75% vaccinated, you know, could be herd immunity. He didn't seem to bring up vaccination numbers. He just said, we don't know where we'll be in September when it comes to metrics. He was talking more, it seemed, more cases than vaccines, unless I just heard that answer
he
wrong.
He did talk about vaccines at one point during the presentation.
He talked about vaccinated New Yorkers, yes.
Right.
But I mean, when it comes to reopening, it doesn't seem like vaccinations were part of his answer to you when it came to metrics.
No, I mean, because they even said during the presentation that they're expecting 20% of New Yorkers aren't going to get the vaccination for whatever reason, whether they don't trust the government, whether they're the anti-vax crowd, whatever the reason, it's 20%. He didn't really go into that. I mean, obviously, you know, we want to get the whole herd immunity thing down.
Right.
But I wish that he would have said something along the lines of, once we reach 70% vaccines, then we're going to have full capacity at stuff with masks. Let's say 75%. Then we can get rid of the mask entirely. I think it would really benefit New Yorkers a lot if they had a specific metric to go by, because we need a goal to strive to. We keep on saying, okay, everyone needs to go get the vaccination, go get the vaccination. But there comes a time where you, I guess, ask, what's the incentive in the long term? Obviously, your own personal health
right.
is going to come first. But if X amount of people aren't going to get the vaccine, then are we just not going to reopen?
Right.
We want to know a timeline of things. And it's just tough to figure out with this governor.
And I think we also need a different messaging, not just from the governor, just in general. There are people who don't want to hear a politician tell you what to do. You know, let's get Bruno Mars to tell you, or Thomas Rhett, you know, get celebrities. Someone mentioned yesterday that Elvis got his polio shot on the air in 1956, and it really got the younger people to go out and get a shot.
Well, and also, you look at celebrities, they also sang Imagine right at the start of this pandemic.
Yeah, don't remind me of that.
And people didn't really want to listen to them anymore. I mean, listen, it's regardless, people are going to look at what the political message is, who's behind it, right? Like, if you have a celebrity doing it, you're going to have the bulk of people being like, oh, figures Hollywood is on the left. That's going to be the argument.
Point.
These pro athletes, you know, same story on that regard. It's just, if you have reservations about it, talk to your doctor. Like, they're the medical professionals. Talk to your doctor.
Set up the room for us. So all we saw was the governor and Mayor Byron Brown. What was the media like there? Was it socially distant? How many people would you say was in that room?
I'd say a couple dozen, a little more than a couple dozen. I mean, the seats were spread out, you know, 6 feet and all that stuff. You had the governor, the mayor on the stage. You have Rich Baseball president Mike Buczkowski up there as well. You've got Kim Mingle from the NFTA. They're separated by plexiglass. I mean, if your question is, was there total social distancing? I'm going to say no, because, like, you have cameras in the back.
But it was starting to look more like a press conference.
Yeah.
Better than being on the phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand the phone press conferences at all. Because, you know why? And here's a valid reason is, you know, we get these messages. Why aren't you asking the governor this? Well, first of all, folks, we haven't had the opportunity to ask the governor questions, because when he does these Zoom calls, his aides basically handpick which reporters are going to ask the question.
Right.
You do a Zoom call, you raise your hand, and you hope you get asked on. But these in-person press conferences, I could basically just shout a question and he'll answer it right then and there.
That's great.
Other local reporters are able to do the same thing. So I'm 100% in favor of these in-person press conferences. I think it's just best to get the local message out to our listeners, to you out there, just having that access to him rather than having his aides cherry pick who gets to call on the question.
I won't keep you too much longer. I know you got a lot to do.
Yeah, the Mets game is on. I can stay in here all day.
Of course. Matt Harvey getting lit up by the Mets. The NFTA thing, we kind of glossed over it, but what exactly, Johnson & Johnson shots, where, if you're looking for that NFTA hub, which ones will be offering that shot starting Friday?
There's several different locations. Like you had mentioned, it starts this Friday. You get the Johnson & Johnson shot, and then you get a seven-day bus pass. There's five different locations. I'll go through all of them real quick. The Portage Roads Transportation Center in Niagara Falls, the University Station in Buffalo, Utica Station in Buffalo, the Apple Tree Business Park in Cheektowaga, and the Buffalo MTC. Of course, that's in Buffalo. The times vary on each one of them. I would just say if you want to look at it, you can go to our Twitter at NewsRadio 930. We'll also have it on WBEN.com probably in the next couple minutes once I get off the air with you here.
And also, the county executive announced yesterday that you could have the vaccine brought right to your house as well.
That's right. That's called the Vax Visits Program. You basically have to call the Erie County Department of Health. They'll have a health professional come out there. It might not necessarily be somebody from the health department per se, but just some medical professional will basically come to your house and give you one of the shots. Some of them are Johnson & Johnson's, but there's also different ones. And obviously, if you get the Pfizer or Moderna, you're going to have a second visit down the line. But it's not just you that they would give the vaccine to. If you have other people in the house with you, they can get the vaccine from these health professionals as well. So it's not just limited to one person.
What do you think of people living in Buffalo who are diehard teams of another baseball team and saying this year they're going to be Blue Jays fans?
I have no problem with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't see. I love the Mets. I love the city of Buffalo. I'm not going to root for the Blue Jays just because they're playing here.
Joe, I mean, I'm a hypocrite if I tell anybody they can't root for another team. I grew up. Let's say I liked another team in the AFC. Is it not the Patriots though?
Yeah,
not
I know. I know who you liked.
And you know, once I moved to Buffalo and I saw, hey, fans are jumping through tables. They seem to be having a great time. I'm going to become a Bills fan. So I'd be a hypocrite if I said don't root for the Blue Jays.
I think that's different because my parents lived in the Washington, D.C. area. Well, in Richmond, I'm sorry, and rooted for the Washington football team. And then when they moved here, became big Bills fans to the point where they got season tickets. That's different. I'm talking about you live here. Say you like the Indians, but this year, because the Blue Jays are downtown, you're going to like the Blue Jays. I don't know. When Byron Brown said that, A, I don't know anyone who's a
would
Mets
you expect, and, would you expect a politician
I,
to...
I know, but I'm just thinking, like, I'm going to go see a game. I'd love to see a Major League game in Buffalo. I can't wait to do that. But, okay, I'll clap for the Blue Jays, but my passion is the Mets. I'm not
right,
going to...
but the Mets aren't even playing here this
I know,
this,
don't
this
don't
summer.
Remind me. But you got to go when they did play
that's
here.
That's a different show for another day. But, dude, even if you're a diehard Yankees fan and you live here in Buffalo, go root for the Toronto Blue Jays. This is going to be the only time in your lifetime that you're ever going to see Major League Baseball. Listen, I hope there's a big investor that I'm a huge baseball fan, as you know. I hope we get an MLB owner here in Buffalo someday. That'd be the coolest thing. But
well, that's my next question.
I don't think it's going to happen.
There's a team in the AL West that might be relocating.
It's going to be Vegas. It's not going to be Buffalo.
It's going to be Vegas. They're not even going to leave the ALS.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm 100% on board. I think it's Vegas. But I want there to be Major League Baseball in Buffalo.
It's just not going to happen.
Not this year it is, though. So whatever, it could have been the
And I'm not saying don't go and support. I'm so happy for the businesses downtown. I'm happy for all that. However, if you asked me, Joe, are you a Blue Jays fan now? I'm going to say, no, I hope they do well because they're playing in Buffalo. But if they're playing the same time as the Mets and I'm not at the game, I'm watching the Mets game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But I think for 1 year, you can just like excessively root for the Blue Jays. Dude, how cool would it be if, let's say, Toronto's competing right now, right? They're not in first. I think they're in third place right now. If, let's say, this team makes it to the ALCS.
Yeah.
Or, heck,
that would be great.
A pipe dream, World Series.
That would be great.
We legit could have the World Series here in Buffalo, though it's probably going to be in Florida and maybe even Canada.
They'd be back in Toronto by then.
A guy can dream.
Hey, the Buffalo Athletics.
Sure.
Bring back, though, the Philadelphia Athletics colors.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I want Major League Baseball in Buffalo. I just don't think it's realistic to happen.
Mike Bagman, thank you so much for joining us. 803-0930, talking to you after this on WBEN. Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia. I've got to issue an apology before we go any further. I would like to apologize to Tony Caligiuri, Jim Stelliano, Tom Puckett, and Tim Wenger, and Mike Baggerman, because I got out of that Cuomo press conference before questions, and it caused some confusion, and it was 100% my fault, and I apologize for that. We will make sure that does not happen again. But that is right on me 100%. And I wanted to issue that apology right after the press conference, but I just remembered. So I am sorry. I apologize. 803-0930. And let me clarify what I was talking to Mike about. I am very happy for local business that the Blue Jays are in town. I am very happy for baseball fans like myself that the Blue Jays are in town. I know some Blue Jay fans. I'm happy for them. They are going to be able to see the Blue Jays probably more than they usually do. The only thing I had an issue with are people who are fans of other teams saying, yeah, I'm rooting only for the Blue Jays this year. That just doesn't make any sense for me. Hey, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to clap for the Blue Jays. If I can get tickets to the Houston series, I will definitely be making jokes about the Astros stealing a World Series. However, when it comes to at the end of the day, I am a huge Mets fan. I'm not going to change that just because the Jays are playing here. But I'm very happy. I'm very happy for the Salins. I'm very happy for the Bisons. I'm very happy for all the local business around the ballpark that had an awful year last year who are going to be able to really benefit off people being downtown very regularly and in pretty big crowds now that we can do the 50-50. So I wanted to make that point. Let's go to Bud, who is in Hamburg. Hey, Bud.
Hi, Joe. I see it much ado about nothing. I mean, anytime any other team in the NFL plays the Patriots and now the Buccaneers, I'm going to cheer for that team.
That's a good point.
I'm a diehard Bills fan. Have been since the first game I went to in 1968. Obviously, now through the magic of radio, I wasn't able to see who was up at the podium with the governor and with the mayor, but I'm sure there had to be Blue Jay officials that were also standing there. So you want to make them try to feel as much at home as possible. I realize it's the second go-around for the team from last season, this time with 50-50 with the fans. But I got to believe it's more tongue-in-cheek. It was meant by, you know, the mayor or the governor to say that. But I'm just glad they're going to be opening the doors. I'm right by Highmark Stadium right now. Who knows what September is going to bring? Who knows what that home opener against Pittsburgh is going to bring as far as capacity, vaccinated, non-vaccinated. You're only not even halfway through May yet. Things can change. Needless to say, I'm looking forward, supposedly, to Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
The Bills and the Saints are supposed to be on the schedule for that evening, which is a great showcase for our team, albeit in New Orleans. But go with it. Things, as the governor said, change daily. I'm sure what protocols are in place today come September, should the numbers keep going, should the vaccinations continue to go up, I'm sure it's going to be even a different world at that point.
I think you're right, Bud. Now, let me ask you, would you travel to New Orleans on Thanksgiving for that game?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We've done it in the past. The city that I'd like to go to, which friends have and I have not had the opportunity or chance to, is Nashville. I heard that's a great city, a great town.
And that's going to be a Monday night game this year, Bud.
In Nashville, though, correct?
Yes, in Nashville.
Well, that's a possibility. That's a little bit of a drive, but you won't have to hop on a plane to obviously go down to New Orleans is what you'd have to do probably. But Nashville is a possibility. I'm really looking forward to see how these games play out for the schedule tonight.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if Virginia Tech is home that Saturday before the Bills-Titans game, it is going to be a fun football weekend. I appreciate the call, Bud. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. That's something we were talking about before the governor spoke. A lot of people are talking about the New Orleans game and going to see the Bills in New Orleans. Would you still go if the rumors are right and that game is on Thanksgiving? I think that adds a reason to go. I mean, think about the story to tell. Going to see the Bills on Thanksgiving, spending Thanksgiving on Bourbon Street, maybe going out for a little Thanksgiving dinner or tailgating in New Orleans, your Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, it's an awesome setup they have by the stadium down there, the arena right across the street. Just set up shop, set up the tailgate, you know, watch the Rose Parade. No, that's New Year's Day. Sorry, wrong holiday. Watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade at the tailgate in a TV in the back of the car. Cook your Thanksgiving dinner there in the parking lot. I think it would be an awesome, awesome time. And then after the game, Bourbon Street all night with some huge beers. I can't say what they're really called because we're on the air. I think it'll be a fun time. And a lot of people are saying, oh, no, that game's on Thanksgiving. I can't go now. I'm thinking, hey, I couldn't travel at all last year, okay? I was stuck at home, except for the two trips I did take. I was stuck at home all last year with all these restrictions, barely was able to go out. I don't think there's anything better than doing a big vacation this summer and then going to see the Bills for a game this year. And I'm telling you, that trip to New Orleans, Thanksgiving, you can make a weekend out of it, go down on Wednesday, go to the game on Thanksgiving, spend Friday and Saturday on Bourbon Street, fly back up on Sunday, and you don't have to worry about missing the Bills game because they already played on Thursday. I think that makes for a great getaway weekend, and that's exactly what I'm looking for when we're talking about a year of doing nothing. Visiting a state that has no restrictions, a state where you can live normal. I know this is Thanksgiving, but come on. We don't know what New York's going to look like on Thanksgiving. My whole goal is to get to a state and to get to a place where I can live like it's the summer of 2019. That is my goal for the summer. And when we get to the football season, if restrictions are still up here, that's my goal for trips in the fall. 803-0930, star 930. Fred is in Lancaster. Hey, Fred.
What I hear you saying is you want your freedom.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. Now, the governor didn't release any guidelines because he wants to be able to move the goalposts at any time he chooses. So, otherwise, if he did, he'd be a liar. Now, what really gets me is a liberal Democrat is now a segregationist when it comes to seating in stadiums. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day. It didn't work in Nazi Germany. It didn't work in the South in America. And it ain't going to work today. You can't segregate people because they're not vaccinated or they are.
Yeah, Fred, so let me ask you, would you still go to a sporting event to sit in the non-vaccinated? Or is this just a complete turnoff to go to any sporting event?
It's a total turnoff. I do have two tickets for the Tennessee Titans. They had pre-sale, and I bought a pack, and Buffalo's one of them. And I'll tell you what, it kind of blows your theory out of the water. If I have to, I'd rather go in another city, in another state, and watch the Bills. And then I'd rather watch Indianapolis. My other ticket is Indianapolis in Tennessee. I'd rather watch that and not be segregated. Absolutely.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, Fred. I think a lot of people, their main goal on vacation this year and looking at that Bills schedule is, where am I going to go and be able to live my life the way I want to? You know, an actual vacation from the restrictions here in New York State.
Let's call this what it is. This is segregation.
All right, Fred in Lancaster with the call. Opening a line for you at 803-0930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, what is your wife going to say about going to the Thanksgiving game? You know, I've already sent the message. I've already said, hey, the Bills are in New Orleans on Thanksgiving. I think that would be a fun trip. You know, let that sit. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I'm hoping that that she'll want to go. And I'll tell you this, the week before that, the Virginia Tech is in Miami. Talk about a back-to-back football trip. Tech in Miami one weekend, Bills in New Orleans the next weekend. I can't think of a better vacation. That is my ideal vacation, and it checks the boxes we've been talking about today. Places that I can live like it's the summer of 2019. I can see two good football games. I think it's a heck of a trip. We'll see if it happens, but believe me, this is a trip I'm going to plan. But we look at the stadium being 50-50. Now, I've said this, and I will continue to say this. I think the county executive being optimistic a few months ago, saying with vaccinated, we could have a full stadium. I applaud him for that. I like the optimism. However, we are seeing real life situations throughout this country where people are filling up stadiums. You had 73,000 at an indoor event over the weekend, and you are not seeing those spike in numbers. Now, obviously, for that boxing event, we'll have to wait 2 weeks. But the Rangers games, baseball games that have had full capacity, we are not seeing this rise in COVID numbers. So when we are talking outside events, I think more and more the evidence is showing if you're outside, what the CDC said is true, that there's a minimal chance of COVID-19. Now, I don't think that they should require, by the time hockey comes around, I'll go back to my initial comment that I've said for weeks now. The vaccines are there. You know the risk if you don't get it. That should be the message. However, you want to have a conversation about vaccinations to go to Sabre games, to go to indoor events. I'm not saying I'll agree with you, but I will listen to that conversation. I will listen to your points. But I think we are seeing more and more evidence these outdoor events do not pose the risk like an indoor event might, especially when we are talking about more and more people getting vaccinated. That is my point. That would be my message to the governor, to the county executive. The governor wants to talk about science. I don't disagree. Let's look at the science. There's nothing better. I wasn't good in science class. I've told you about all the things I was bad in. Science and math, Joe Beamer did not know what he was doing. However, I believe there's no better evidence than real life situations. And you can have all the evidence you want by looking at those real life situations down in Atlanta, in Texas, in Florida. And just wait, because I guarantee there will be full NBA arenas for the playoffs in places like Memphis, Dallas, Phoenix. And when those numbers don't spike, I'd like to know what the excuse from New York State is to keep us at such a low capacity for events. 803-0930, star 930. No texter. I can't say that on the radio. That's why I just said big beers and not the word in the middle. Let's go to Pat, who's in the Falls. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, too. I caught some of the conversation here. I did catch the part where Major League Baseball and the Toronto Blue Jays are going to offer the vaccine, and same with the Mets and the Yankees. I don't feel, though, that here's the way I'm looking at it. Why are they giving incentive to the people who don't have the shot, but already the ones that do have it, they got the vaccine, they're not being rewarded. They got to pay for their ticket.
Well, not only are they not being rewarded, those who have already gotten the vaccine, have waited the 2 weeks after their second shot, are still told they have to wear a mask, they have to social distance in certain places. So there's really, if you went and got it as soon as you were eligible, there's really no incentive out there for you.
And I have it. I got both of them. I got the Moderna, and I'll tell you what, I want to get back to normal. I want to get back to life in general, just like you said in 2019 was a fantastic summer. And I just want to get back to normal. But in the meantime, we shouldn't be rewarding those that keep fighting the system. I'm not going to get in and be big and bad about it, but that's just the way it's going right now. And those who had the vaccine should be getting the reward of those that are fighting the system. But there's also the flip side is I understand those that don't want to get it say they don't trust government. Well, right. That's because of our governor.
I mean, you have to remember, less than a year ago, when President Trump was still president, the governor said he didn't trust the vaccine, that he had to get people together to study it before he'd make it available to New York. So the original vaccine hesitancy came from none other than Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yep, and don't forget, Poland Cars was playing golf tournaments and hockey long before we were, so the science must be working if he hasn't had it yet.
Pat, I agree. I appreciate the call, Pat. In the Falls opens a line for you at 803-0930. It becomes political, and I just don't understand. I think we're beyond politics. You know, the governor wanted to make this a political thing. He said, these governors are playing politics. So 41 governors are all playing politics with COVID-19. All of them, all 41 that have set metrics. I think this goes further than politics. I think we have to stop looking at this as red state versus blue state and look at what governors are actually using science. What governors are actually taking real life experiences and going, okay, we can do this. And like I said to start off the show, you're going to see this starting with the NBA playoffs when you have full arenas in Dallas, full arenas in Memphis, and then you have to go play the Lakers and there might be 25% there. I think that's really going to be when you see the difference between states that are allowing you to do what you want to do and states that are holding on to those restrictions. We'll see. Hopefully I'm wrong. But this 50-50 split at Salem's Field, I don't think it's going to last the entire season. We'll see. We'll see. I could be completely wrong, but we'll see. I thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. The last text, always the best text, and the last text today was, Joe, I can't stand your voice. You're the worst radio host hands down on this station. Whenever I find out you're filling in for somebody, I change the channel. You suck. So great way to end the show. Great text. I appreciate you listening. We'll be back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. in for David Bellavia. Tom Bowerly is next, followed by Tom Puckett with Buffalo's Evening News. And then tomorrow morning, Susan Rose, Brian Mazurowski, 5 to 9. B-Maz and Beamer with Just B-Maz, 9 to 10. I'll be back here for David Bellavia. I hope you have a great afternoon, a great evening. Buffalo, I love you. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow on WBEN. La 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 la. La 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 la. The man in me will do nearly any task. And as for compensation, there's a little he would ask. Take a woman like you. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.